Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Let's find out about the status of Jewish communities throughout Africa and how they have fared during this this coronavirus pandemic. And I speak to spiritual leader and CEO of the African Jewish Congress, Rabbi Moshe Silberhaf. Good morning, Rabbi Silberhaf. How are you?
Good morning. Well, thank God. And you?
Very well, thank you. How many African countries have Jewish populations?
Well, we're responsible for Jewish communities in 9 African countries, and they are all experiencing difficulty functioning.
Yes.
Communally.
Okay. So which countries, I mean, Zimbabwe, I think you cover, right?
Correct.
So what are the other countries that you cover?
It was Zimbabwe, Zambia, Mauritius, Lesotho, Botswana, et cetera, as they say. And Mozambique. Interestingly enough, Mozambique is a very mixed community, and the non-Jewish participants in the services, et cetera, are the ones that are encouraging the Zoom lessons and encouraging activity, et cetera. So in many of the communities, what's happening is that they're gathering either not regularly, but periodically, gathering in the garden, respecting social distancing, obviously, as well as wearing masks, etc. Zimbabwe particularly is difficult at the moment because they're having a 30-day lockdown. And even before that, in fact, they had a curfew, 6 to 6, so there couldn't be evening services, but morning services periodically they would get together, as I say, just to keep the communal spirit alive. Very, very difficult. People need to understand that living in these outlying communities, also in South Africa, for Jewish people, a lot of their sanity, Jewish sanity, is together as a Jewish community. That's where they find their strength and they find their support system.
Yeah. And now that's kind of done. You know, we just don't have that. We don't have that communal structure.
Absolutely.
As it stood before. So, Absolutely. Do you have any updates on specifics about the different communities? You know, whether it's in Zambia, you know, maybe give me an idea. How big are these communities?
Well, they vary from Nairobi, which has 750 people, to Lesotho, which has 12. It varies right through in various numbers. Botswana decided that they're not getting together at all, because the country there, as you know, is very, very disciplined, and the law system, the legal system there is quite active, positively active, could we say. And,
yeah.
And so they're not out much. But you get places like Mauritius where they still get together. But there again, as I say, wherever they are, they're extremely disciplined. They follow the rules, international rules. If somebody is potentially vulnerable or aged and has comorbidities, et cetera, they don't participate.
Is there anything that we could do as South Africans to reach out to these communities, these smaller communities, and connect with them? You know, because we are really a global family. What could we do as South Africans to reach out to these other communities? I mean, now with Zoom, you know, we're literally just a dial-up away.
Absolutely. So that's what I was going to suggest, is that when communities locally have activities, or if the rabbi is giving a parashat HaShavua share, etc., to extend it to various African communities to participate and join in. But as I was saying, if, for example, Mozambique, we have a regular twice a week a parashat HaShavua Zoom, and we have a Zoom lesson on something that is of Jewish interest or Jewish halakha, etc. But for these communities, because the numbers are so small, at the end of the day, it's really, we try and get them together. But again, I can't emphasize enough with all the restrictions, etc.
Okay.
On the upside, I must say that we have not had, Baruch Hashem, Bli Ayin Hara, not a single death in any of our country communities in South Africa or the African countries from corona whatsoever.
Thank God. That's fantastic.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank God.
That's amazing. Okay, so how do we get in touch with you? if you want to, you know, maybe you can be the conduit and connect us with other communities throughout Africa. How do we get in touch with you, Rabbi?
So my mobile number is 082-440-2621, or my email address is rabbi@sjca.org.za.
Okay.
You can email me, and I'm happy to put them in touch with our various communities around the country.
Okay. Or even Facebook. Can we get a hold of you through Facebook?
Facebook as well, sure.
Okay.
There's two pages. There's either the Small Jewish Communities Association or mine, the Rav Moshe Silver, the Traveling Rabbi.
Okay. There we go. Thank you so much. Thanks for the time this morning. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you very much. Have a good day. Take care.
Take care. You too. Bye-bye. That's Rabbi Moshe Silberhaft. He's the spiritual leader and CEO of the African Jewish Congress. So interesting to know that Jewish communities throughout Africa, with the exception of South Africa, have not experienced one death. Thank God. Thank God, as he says, Bli'an Hora. But wouldn't it be nice just to connect with all of those communities and, you know, offer one another support and encouragement and build the global community when our local community structures have really fallen away for the time being.
Chai FM, your station of choice since 2008.